إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إن أول ما يسأل العبد يوم القيامة من النعيم أن يقال له ألم نصح جسمك ونروك من الماء البارد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, there are many instances in the Quran where Allah Rabbul Izzat explains His might, His authority, His sovereignty, His dominion, and coupled with that Allah speaks about the hopelessness, the helplessness and the feebleness of man. By way of example, Allah puts an open challenge and Allah says, قُلْ say unto them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبَصَارَكُمْ If Allah blinds you on the spot, and Allah snatches your hearing ability, وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ And Allah seals your heart, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ Is there any deity besides Allah that can restore these faculties to you? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I cause the night to be over them perpetual, and I deprive them of sunlight, man ilahun ghayru Allahi yatikum bidhiya. Is there any other deity you can supplicate to bless you with daylight? That is why we learn from the hadith of Nasa'i Sharif, that every day when the sun rises, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Alhamdulillahi alladhi aqalana yawmana hadha walam yuhlikna bidhunubina. All praise belongs to Allah who favored us with another day and did not deprive us of the sunlight because of the wrong we committed by night. So Allah explains His total authority. Another example of the Quran, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ Listen to this brothers and reflect and introspect over this verse of the Quran. Allah says the likening of this world is like water that came down and then the crop started growing, the garden became green and lush. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَيَّنَتْ And the earth became striking and appealing, striking to the eye of the tiller and the farmer. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا And the farmer felt, I'm in control over my crops. And extend the explanation of this ayat in everything. A man built his factory and he feels, now I have access, I'm in control. I'm in the prime of my life. Allah says, and each man respectively felt that I now dominate the situation. أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا Came my decree of destruction, and I destroyed it in such a way as though that never existed the day before. So Allah speaks about His mind that everything is in the control of Allah. In the very same way, recently we've been gripped in a severe drought, Alhamdulillah, we're enjoying great rain. Allah speaks about this also, that water is in the ultimate control of Allah. The concluding verse of Surah Mulk, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا Say unto them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I tell the clouds not to shower rain, and I cause the water in the earth to go so deep that it is inaccessible, مَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ Who is there that will give you clean and pure water? Allah has made such beautiful water available. Spring water, of course, today it has been commercialized, and bottled water, people are making a lot of money out of it. Allah Ta'ala gives an open challenge and Allah speaks about this. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ Have you ever pondered over the water that you drink? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنزِلُونَ Perhaps you will read the beautiful advertisement of rain water, so pure we drink it from the tap. But it is Allah that sends it down. And this is the question that Allah asks. Is it you that bring that water down or do we bring it down? Do you know? لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا If we wanted, we could have made it salty because of your wrong and deprive you of pure sweet water. But we haven't done so out of our sheer mercy. Why aren't you then grateful to me? What is the dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us after consuming water? Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana azban furatan birahmatihi. All praise belongs to Allah who gave us sweet water to drink. Wallah, water is a privilege and not a right. Water, brothers, is a privilege and not a right. It is unfortunate how you and I abuse water. Study the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Safely it has been said that the Nabi of Allah used 4 liters of water in taking ghusl. And a survey has been done, an average musalli uses 6 liters of water in making wudu. An average musalli today uses 6 liters. In other words, much more than what the Nabi of Allah used in taking ghusl. Recently I visited, we don't have the slightest idea while we're just setting the temperature of the water in the shower. I visited one institution, so the supervisor took me around, he showed me the place, he showed me the boarding setup. He showed me 10 shower cubicles, and he says the students shower here, they are given 3 minutes, and after 3 minutes the water cuts off. So I asked him, what are you preparing them for the army or what, that you have such a strict, procedure here? He says, Maulana, you don't have the slightest idea of how much water is abused. I said, go in and tell me. He said, before we initiated this, they were at liberty to go in the shower and take a nice, warm, long shower. He says, 10 students finished up 500,000 liters. Now, brothers, we are answerable. The hadith stands there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if you're not conscious, then even while performing wudu, you will be guilty of wasting water. In fact, the Quran makes mention amongst mafatihul ghaib, the five things which are exclusive to the knowledge of Allah. In Allah indahu ilmu sa'ah. One is the knowledge of Qiyamah. This is exclusively in the knowledge of Allah. Nobody else knows. مَلْ مَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّاعِلِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. And Allah speaks about rain. Allah speaks about beneficial rain. Allah speaks about destructive rain. Allah speaks about the quantity of rain. Allah speaks about the measure of rain. Allah says this remains only and only in the knowledge of Allah. That is why when we see the winds blowing stronger, the nation of Ad, there was severe heat and they anticipated rain. And then came the cloud. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ. As the cloud came close, they said, هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا. Perhaps this will be the cloud that will bring rain, mercy rain to us here. Allah said, no, بَلْ هُوَ مَسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ. Rather, you were hastening for my torment. رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. In this cloud is a severe wind, and this wind has been commanded to destroy everything and every person that comes in its way. فَأَصْبَحُوا لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ. The Quran says, by the next morning, it was nothing but the ruins of their dwellings. Another verse Allah speaks about the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Allah had dispatched him to two different respective nations with reference to the tafsir of Ruhul Ma'ani on the authority of Ibn Asakir. One was the nation of Madian, and one was the nation of Aika. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Their crime was common, and that was they were cheating in business. They were gripped in severe heat and there was a severe drought. And in the nearby locality, Allah sent a cloud, and from the cloud came a gentle breeze. So everybody left their homes and they said, it's so beautiful, let's take shelter beneath this cloud. As they gathered beneath this cloud, yeah, فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الظُّلَّةِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Instead of rain coming, Allah sent down fire that engulfed all the people and destroyed them totally. So Allah speaks about this year. That is why we have been taught by Nabi alayhi salam. In fact, the Quran devotes one chapter to rain and thunder and lightning. Allah has titled one chapter in the Quran as lightning. Subhanallah, what an encompassing faith Allah has favored us with. Nothing, but Islam has discussed it in its totality. يُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Allah says, whether you praise me or not, even thunder is praising me. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ and the angels. مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا. It is Allah that shows you lightning. خَوْفًا وَتَمْعًا. At times, to instill fear in you, that if that lightning strikes me, what will happen? وَتَمَعًا with hope. Ask the farmer who is in direct contact with nature, who has his livestock and his crops and is dependent on the rain, how he anticipates the rain. And furthermore, Allah shows his authority. وَيُرْسِلُ السَّوَائِقِ. And Allah says, I send down thunderbolts. فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ. I strike it on whomsoever I wish. Under the commentary of this ayat, in all the tafasir it is written, Nabi alayhi salam sent one sahabi, go to that kafir and tell him I'm calling him. The sahabi goes to that kafir and says, the Nabi of Allah is calling. He starts referring to the Nabi of Allah in derogatory ways. And he says, who's the Nabi of Allah? Is he made of gold or silver? Allah sent lightning there and a thunderbolt which severed his head from his body and he died on the floor. Allah speaks about this in the Quran. Allah, that is why Nabi alayhi salam says, whenever strong winds blow, Allahumma ja'alha rahmatan wa la taj'alha adaba. Allahumma ja'alha riyahan wa la taj'alha riha. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sharri ma ursila bihi. Oh Allah, let it be mercy and not destruction. Allah, let it come as mercy and not as azab. Allah, we ask protection from the evil with which this cloud is coming. At the same time, just as this rain can come in as an azab, this rain can also come as a mercy. With reference to Muslim Sharif under the chapter, Babu Sadaqa Alil Masakeen, giving charity to the poor. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, one man was walking, listen to this brothers, we want barakat. Wallah, there can be drought around you. But if you will obey Allah, Allah will make divine arrangements for you. Just not in drought or famine, but in every situation. This man was walking, Nabi Alayhi Salaam says in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, he was walking in a jungle. فَسَمِعَ سَوْتًا مِّن صَحَابٍ. Suddenly he heard an unseen voice call out from one of the clouds above him. إِسْقِ حَدِيقَةَ فُلَان. That rain, go and rain down on the garden of this particular person. So this man, really perplexed and confused, he heard a voice coming from the clouds. فَتَنَحَّى ذَلِكَ السَّحَابِ. The cloud then moved to a certain side. فَأَفْرَغَ مَاءَهُ فِي حَرَّةٍ. And then rained down on a rocky place. And then that water started filtering through a small stream. فَتَتَبَّعَ الْمَاءَ. this man started following the water. The number one, a proclamation from a cloud, reference to an exclusive person. The water hits a stream and then it follows into a certain, channel going down. He follows the water and he finds this water is coming into a garden, and there's a man standing there very calmly, very relaxed. فَإِذَا رَجُلٌ قَائِمٌ بِحَدِيقَتِهِ. And as the water is filtered into his garden, he now sprinkles it on the lawn and he sprinkles it on his tree. So this person came to this man and he says, يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ مَا إِسْمُكَ. Oh, friend of Allah, if you don't mind, what is your name and who are you? He says, this is my name, but, with a lot of reservation. Why are you asking me my name? He says, let's have no misunderstanding. I was walking and actually heard the cloud call out. The riwayat is in Muslim Sharif, which is the second most authentic book of hadith. I heard the cloud calling out your name and I followed the water. People are gripped in severe drought and Allah is making divine arrangements for you. What is it that you enjoy this privilege when others don't have water to drink? He says, come, I tell you the hidden secret of why Allah makes divine arrangements for me. Since the day I had this farm of mine, whenever it's time to pluck the fruit and harvest the crops, one third goes to the poor. فَأَتَصَدَّقُ بِثُلُثِي. That is my practice. So Allah makes divine arrangements for this year. So this is the way that Allah will give barakat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith appears. One third goes to the poor, one third I use for my family, and one third I reinvest to, sow and have crops again. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day performed salat with the sahaba in Hudaybiyah. The hadith that appears in all authentic books of hadith. And after that night there was a slight shower, there was a slight rain that came down. So after Fajr namaz, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards the sahaba and he said, أَلَمْ تَسْمَعُوا مَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أَلَّيْلَ. Do you people know what Allah said last night? So sahaba said, no, alhamdulillah, we enjoyed the beautiful rain, it feels so nice. But what did Allah say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has said after the rain that he sent down, مَا أَنْغَمْتُ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِي مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ إِلَّا أَصْبَحَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهَا كَافِرِينَ. Allah has said that whenever I shower my favors on my servants, like I showered rain upon them last night, then a portion of them attributes it to me and the greater portion attributes it to external causes and reasons. And they deny it and they become ungrateful. So with regards, this is explicit mention in the hadith, with regards to those who said, مُطِرْنَا بِنَوْءِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, we got rain because of this cloud and this star, they have denied Allah and Allah has nothing to do with them. But with regards to those who said that Allah has sent down this rain, like Allah beautifully draws the picture in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلَهُ رُكَامًا. Don't you see how Allah gently draws the clouds? Then Allah puts it together. This was sent on the tongue of the unlettered Nabi at that time when nobody had studied astronomy to see what is happening beyond the clouds. But on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah revealed it. Don't you see how Allah gently draws the clouds? And then Allah puts it together. And then Allah puts it layer upon layer. فَتَرَ الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِ. And then you see rain droplets coming down. هُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. It is Allah that sends rain when His servants have become despondent and Allah brightens the earth. Under the commentary of this ayat in Ma'riful Quran in the 6th volume, it is mentioned, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. Where Allah says, we send down rain and we distribute it. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu commentating on this verse says, it is wrong to say this year we had less rain, last year we had more rain. He says, rather Allah has proportioned rain and Allah sends down an equal measure of rain at every given time, the same amount. However, Allah changes the set of distribution. At times Allah will send more rain to a certain people out of His mercy. And at times Allah withholds the rain. But the same quantity Allah sends down across the globe every year. But Allah adjusts it. And Allah does not send down less rain or more rain. But rather Allah distributes the rain according to the actions of men. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting. It is the day of Jummah Salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ascended the pulpit. And there was extreme drought in Medina Munawwara. One sahabi walks in from the door adjacent to the minbar. دَخَلَ مِنْ بَابٍ كَانَ وِجَاهَ الْمِنْبَرِ. Sahaba are seated, he comes and he stands before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهَ هَلَكَتِ الْأَمْوَالِ وَانْقَتَعَتِ السُّبُلِ. O Nabi of Allah, there is severe drought. Animals are dying. People are suffering. Why don't you make dua to Allah to send down rain? In fact, there is a namaz, which is called Salatul Istisqa, which came about in the 6th year of Hijrah, where people will go on the outskirts of a city to exclusively implore Allah to send down beneficial rain. And something very noteworthy in this salah is, that the children and the animals will also be taken out. Because these are two innocent categories that are suffering by the lack of rain because of the sins you and I perpetrate. So we take these children to shield us. We take these animals and we put them before Allah. Allah, these animals are suffering before because of our wrong. Allah, these children are suffering. In the 6th year of Hijrat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started Salatul Istisqa. And riwayat suggests that the Nabi of Allah, when he used to lift his hands to make dua for beneficial rain, kana yura bayadu ibitayhi, he used to lift his mubarak hands so high that the whiteness of his blessed armpits became exposed. And never did it become exposed whenever he lifted his dua, or lifted his hands to make dua, other than on this occasion. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salam is ascended the pulpit, the sahabi comes in, Nabi alayhi salam says, Allahumma asqina inda jumaa khutbah, Allahumma asqina, Allahumma aghithna, Allah give us beneficial rain, oh Allah give us good rain. Anas radiyallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith says, Wallahi ma nara fi sahabi min sahab, Wallah, there was no cloud in the sky. The Nabi of Allah made this dua, fatala'at min wara'ihi sahabatun, suddenly we seen a cloud rose and came in the center above the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Intasharat, and then it thundered, and it started rain in such a way, rain for the entire week. Wallahi, the riwayat of Bukhari, ma nara shamsa sabta, for 6 days we did not see the sun, it rained and rained. The next Jummah, the Nabi of Allah ascended the pulpit, this very sahabi comes in, and he stands before the Nabi of Allah. Tahajjamatil buyut, again Allah shows how helpless man is, how hopeless man is. Oh Nabi of Allah, too much rain, there's floods, oh Nabi of Allah, we can't walk, the houses have been destroyed, make dua. Nabi alayhi salam looked at him and he smiled, and he said, this is indeed the weakness of man. It's ultimate, man maximum can tell you, expected thunder showers, that's all. He can't stop it, he cannot bring it. Nabi alayhi salam smile and made dua, Allahumma hawalayna wala alayna, Allahumma ala al-akam wal-ajam wal-dhirab wal-awdiya wa manabiti al-shadar, oh Allah, let it rain around us and not upon us, oh Allah, let it rain on the mountain peaks, oh Allah, let it rain in the streams and the oceans. This is the dua of Nabi alayhi salam. However, brothers, there is another hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam narrated by Musnad Ahmad on the authority of Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu, that the Nabi of Allah says, ma min qawmin yadharu feehimu zina illa ukhidhu bisana. Whenever zina will become common in a society, Allah will grip them with the worst of drought that they have ever seen. Recently, statistics prove that our country is rated one of the highest as far as the pandemic of AIDS is concerned. Many measures are trying to be instituted to curtail this year, but it is high time we get back to divine guidance here. The harms are, one is that thousands of lives have been lost, but this hadith of Nabi alayhi salam says one of the causes of drought also is when zina becomes common. And also we learn in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for 1 month made qunut nazila, and he cursed certain people, Nabi alayhi salam after the second rakat of Fajr Salah used to raise his head, and then he made dua for certain people and he cursed certain people. Now look at the nature of the curse of Nabi alayhi salam. He made dua for the poor Muslims. Allahumma anji Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah, Allahumma anji Salmat ibn Hisham, Allahumma anji Walid ibn al-Walid, Allahumma anji al-mustad'afin min al-mu'minin, Allahumma shdud wat'ataka ala mudhar waj'alha sinin kasini Yusuf. Oh Allah, help the poor Muslims. Oh Allah, give salvation to Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. Oh Allah, give salvation to Walid ibn Walid. And oh Allah, strengthen your grip on the nation of Mudhar. And oh my Allah, inflict upon them a drought like you inflicted on the Egyptians in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam. This was the curse of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Can you imagine how evil a man has to be for that blessed Nabi who only gave dua for him to curse, and curse in such a way in the Fajr Salah? The riwayat of Bukhari says they were gripped with such a drought, حصت كل شيء, which finished everything, حتى أكلوا الجلد والميت والجيفة, they were compelled to eat things that were not even edible. Allah speaks about that. Then they used to look towards the sky and they see nothing but smoke because of the desperation. فارتقب يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين يغشى الناس هذا عذاب أليم ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. Then Abu Sufyan comes to Nabi alayhi salam and he says, إِنَّكَ تَأْمُرْ بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّكَ تَأْمُرْ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَبِصُلَةِ الرَّحِيمِ. That O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you chant noble slogans of kindness to the creation, but look at what your curse has done to your people. Your curse has left this nation dry. They are living in abject poverty. They are dying because of a shortage of rain and there is famine. Why don't you make dua to the Almighty Allah that He must remove this difficulty from us? And this is what the Quran makes mention in the 25th juz in Surah Dukhan. A reference to this is made here. What did they say? رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ أَنَّا لَهُمُ الذكرى وقد جاءهم رسول مبين. They tell Allah to send beneficial rains and we will turn to Allah. And then Allah speaks about it in Surah Mu'min. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. We grabbed them in a severe drought. And then they pled and they pleaded before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they promised to abandon their wrong. Nuh alayhi salam told his people, اِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. That repent to Allah. In essence, Salatul Istisqa means to repent. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu took the people to go and make dua. And he did not follow the formal procedure. If you study the formal procedure of Salatul Istisqa, there is namaz to be read. And then Nabi Sassam made a lengthy dua. Then Nabi Sassam also took his shawl and he turned it around. حَوَّلَ رِدَاءَهُ. That, oh Allah, just as I have turned my shawl from one side to the other, I beg you, beseech you, implore you, turn the condition of your believers also from famine to prosperity, from dryness to wetness. So this is the total lengthy procedure. However, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud only made dua. People said, you have not made istisqa. He said, istisqa means to abandon sins. Istisqa means to abandon sins. When you will abandon your sins, that is the time Allah Ta'ala will send rain of rahmat and rain of mercy. Brothers, this is just one aspect of it. If you study the other aspect of rain, then there is a spiritual connotation also to it. Whenever it used to rain, there used to be a gentle, you know, drizzle. Then the Nabi of Allah would go and touch this rain very passionately. And he would say, these rain droplets have just left my Allah now. This was the bond he created with this rain, that this rain droplets have just come from my Allah. Then another thing we find, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the example of my ummah is like rain. Nabi alayhi sallam says, the example of the revelation that I have come with is like rain. When rain comes down, there are different pieces of land. The riwayat appears in Bukhari. Some lands embrace that rain, and then it becomes fertile and crops grow. And some land is solid, ajadib, it is hard. It does not accept it, and it throws that water away. Likewise, came down the rain of revelation. Some were the hearts that became Abu Bakr Siddiq, and some were those hard-hearted hearts that failed to accept and allow that rain of revelation to enter into the heart, that they became the hearts of Abu Jahl. And furthermore, if you study the Quran, wherever Allah speaks about the rain of mercy, Allah couples it with mention of life after death. And hence, that should be the underlying wisdom that a believer should deduce every time he sees down rain. Allah speaks, wherever Allah speaks about the rain of mercy, حَتَّى إِذَا أَقَلَّتْ سَحَابًا ثِقَالًا سُقْنَاهُ لِبَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ. Allah says, then comes those winds. We send them to give glad tidings, and then we shower them on the dead land. سُقْنَاهُ لِبَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْمَوْتَى كَذَلِكَ نُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Just as this water has revived the dead land, likewise Allah says, I will revive the deceased. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. That Allah who gave life to this dead land will give life to man also. فَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمُهُ وَمَا أَنتُمْ لَهُ بِخَازِنِينَ. Allah says, we have the treasures of everything and we equally have the treasures of water. Man doesn't have the treasure of anything. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Allah says, just as this land has been revived by water, remember, O man, you also will be revived one day. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He give us beneficial rains. Allahumma anzil ala ardina zinataha wa sakanaha. Oh Allah, bring joy, bring prosperity to our land. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the ability that we equally benefit from the spiritual rain, that our hearts are those that absorb the rain of revelation. Our hearts become those that absorb the rain of revelation. May Allah Ta'ala inspire us with this year. Allahumma aghithna wa la taj'alna min al-qanitin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.